珍重，你赐下慈爱独生的爱子，今天今天心中刚强无惧怕，主的丰盛满一生，皆因主手曾为我献，心恩。今天今天心中刚强无惧怕，主的丰盛满一生，皆因主手曾为我献，心恩欢欣欢欣，心里感谢神歌唱，归于圣父珍重，你赐下慈爱独生的爱子，爱子欢欣欢欣，心里感谢神歌唱，归于圣父归于圣父珍重，你赐下慈爱独生的爱子，今天今天心中刚强无惧怕，主的丰盛满一生，皆因主手曾为我献，心恩。今天今天心中刚强无惧怕，主的丰盛满一生，皆因主手曾为我献，心恩赞美赞美赞美。
我哋一齐为奉献祈祷。
我记得汶川大地震嘅时候咧，我哋第一次上四川，咁啊神都好开路嘅。佢哋喺咁多次上到四川出入，跟住因为嗰啲嘅机会，有今次嘅机会再去苗族嘅少数民族，咁啊神好祝福。哇！多谢你，你都好祝福啊！神好祝福我哋喺可以参与呢啲嘅事工。I remember when after the earthquake in Sichuan, and you know, we had the first time to go and minister to the people in Sichuan, and then many of the trips to Sichuan, and now this is the second trip to go to Yunnan province, and it's all related, and it's such a blessing to be able to serve. 咁所以我哋都知道有事震动咧，就系有好事出现。You know, sometimes after a big shaking up, some good things can happen. 咁上个星期有菲律宾有个地震，有人睇到6.5级嘅。And last week there was a big earthquake in the Philippines, a 6.5 on the Richter scale.
有时啲震动嘅时候，震动之后人哋会反省一啲嘅嘢。
And sometimes after a shaking up, people will start to think about things new in life.
我哋四川见到嘅震动之后咧，有好多人会系反省生命，对以前嘅物质就觉得系唔可靠，发现到有其他嘢系可靠。
We saw in Sichuan that after the earthquake, many people started to realize that the things they used to trust in, they don't trust in anymore, and they're looking for something more stable in their lives.
喺日本海啸地震之后都系一样啊！好多同工喺日本都话我哋听，日本人嘅心开窍咗，系对福音有个好感嘅。
And many people in Japan have told us that after the earthquake in Japan, that the same thing, that many people have opened their hearts to Christ because of the tragedy.
我哋喺我哋人生嘅时候都有好多嘅震动，
You know, even in life, there's lots of different shake-ups that happen. 可能是失戀, 或者是失業, maybe you go through a shaking up when you break up in your love life, or you lose your job. 或者是癌症、病症, or maybe you have cancer or you get sick. 或者好像美國911, 是一個大震動在美國, and the 911 in the United States was a big shaking up. 我的女兒今年就遇到很大的震動，又要面對畢業試，面對大學入學試，將來怎樣算？ Well, my daughter is facing a big shaking up now in her life, is facing the graduation exams, you know, university exams going on in the future. 人生會面對很多的大震動。 And in life, we face a lot of different types of shaking up. 每個星期都有幾個人告訴我，他家人入到醫院，又不知怎麼辦，要祈禱。 And this week, a number of people in our church, their family members have gone into the hospital, and they're confused, and they're concerned, and asked for prayer. 又是一個震動。 当我们生命震动的时候，我们要仰望主。 When your life is shaken up, you need to look to Jesus. 所以今天我们看到当生命震动时， So this morning we're looking at when life is shaken up. 我们一起看希伯来书12章， And turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. 希伯来书12章25节至29节。 We look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25-29。我会读25至29。你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那因些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不
能同罪，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说：再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要拿去。 那使那不能不被震动的常存，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。一起低头祈祷。 Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，今日我们在这里可以看到你的话语。主要靠你真的俾我们认识到怎样去在震荡的时候，在这个动荡的社会的时候，怎样去依靠你、仰望你。愿耶稣基督你今日是再一次开窍我们的心，去领受你的话语。我们多谢主，听你祷告，奉耶稣名求。 Amen. 不好意思，又是一想到这里，射得我好热。 The spotlights make it hot up here.
我们这里看到这个震荡的经文，就我一直在看希伯来书，特别在12章，可能你会觉得，哇，这个经文跟上文即是有什么关系？
As we've been studying and looking through the book of Hebrews in chapter 12, and we've been reading through it, you might be wondering, what does all this shaking up have to do with what we've been studying in chapter 12?
可能呢， 即是我们是需要探一探，即是看回上边，即是这个18节至21节。
Maybe we need to go back up and look at verse 12 to 21 to get a better understanding of what it's talking about.
因为我们希伯来书都在看，他们在说，即是我们好像个长跑，有很多见证的围绕我们。
Because you know, this chapter is talking about, you know, it's like we're in a race, you know, and all the witnesses leading us on and cheering us on. 跟着说到神要惩罚呢， and it talks about, you know, being the chastisement of the Lord, you know, and teaching us.
但是在这个18节至21节是这样说，
but in verse 18 to 21, 你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风，
角声与说话的声音，那些听见的这声音的都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所明的他们的话，说靠近这山的即便是走兽也要用石头打死，所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说我甚是恐惧战惊的。
嗱，呢个经文系话我哋听，摩西当时系带以色列人出埃及，过红海，去到一个西乃山。
This passage is telling us that Moses, as he came out of Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and they came to Mount Sinai.
因为神喺西乃山要同摩西见面 ，and God came to meet with Moses on the mountain of Sinai.
喺西乃山嘅时候咧，佢一齐见面咧，即系以色列人要整个篱笆围住座山，唔俾人哋上去。
Because as God was appearing in the mountain, they had to make a fence around the mountain so nobody would approach the mountain.
你記唔記得當時好威嚴、好震撼嘅
？And it was the awesome power of God just came upon the mountain in a great shaking.
因為神話唔可以親近，唔可以靠近嗰座山。
And God said nobody can come or approach the mountain.
呢個象徵係舊約聖經嘅時候，神咧係唔可以親近嘅，係神係有威嚴嘅一面嘅，神係好似好恐惡嘅。
And that's it's kind of representing that in the Old Testament that God was unapproachable and that He was powerful and awesome and that He was a God of judgment.
有啲人见到咁样嘅，就会喺度拗晒头。我哋信耶稣，我哋信耶稣系够恩典嘅，我哋可以亲近主。点解旧约圣经嘅神同埋新约圣经嘅神好似唔同嘅
？And that you know makes some people wonder, you know, what's going on here? You know, in the New Testament, God is so loving and kind, we can approach Him, we can come close to Him. Why is the Old Testament God and the New Testament God seem to be different?
有啲人话我听，我牧师系咪两个神啊？旧约圣经一个好恐恶嘅神，新约圣经一个慈爱嘅神。
Some people even ask me, Pastor, is there two different gods? The God of the Old Testament who's mean, and the God of the New Testament who's not?
唔系，我话你听，我哋嘅神系一个神，系不更改嘅神。
We believe in one God; He never changes.
我哋嘅神由头到尾都系一样嘅
，and the God that we believe in is always the same。
有啲人觉得咁系咪神改变咗教育，觉得太恶，所以新约变咗慈祥
？Some people say, "Well, did God change? Was He mean in the Old Testament became loving in the New?"
唔系，神唔系嘅，神一直都系咁样，神一直系有威严嘅一面，亦都有恩典嘅一面。个问题喺边度呢？个问题就是当我哋未到22节，你见到
the difference is when you come to verse 22, look what it says.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的会总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之儿的灵魂。
嗱，呢个十八节话我哋听嚟到，我哋不是嚟到西乃山。
In verse 18, it says, "We have not come to Mount Sinai."
22节话我哋系嚟到锡安山。
And in verse 22, it says, "We've come to Mount Zion."
嗱，锡安山系代表教育嘅威严嘅，不可亲近。
So Mount Sinai is representing the awesome power of God, and He's unapproachable.
但系22节讲到锡安山系代表神。是可以親近的一面
But Mount Zion is representing that God is approachable
因為錫安山就是耶路撒冷另一個名
And Mount Zion is another name for Jerusalem
耶路撒冷呢就是聖殿的地方
And Jerusalem was where the temple was
在聖殿會獻祭 And in the temple they would make sacrifice
因為他獻祭在獻祭的時候神寬恕罪他可以親近主
And because they make offering and sacrifice in the temple God would forgive their sins And then they could approach God 甚至乎咧，耶稣喺十字架死喺锡安山 ，and even Jesus died on the cross in Zion, in Jerusalem。因为耶稣喺十字架上死，我哋嘅罪得宽恕 ，and because Jesus died on the cross in Zion, our sins are forgiven。你睇廿四节 ，look at verse 24。并新约的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血，这血所说的。比阿伯的血所说的更美。And so the blood that Jesus shed on the cross is more beautiful than the offering that Abel offered. 神没改变，西乃山、锡安山，神没改变，个分别在哪里？ God never changed from Mount Zion to Mount Sinai to Mount Zion. What is the difference? 有个分别就是你同埋我个罪，使到我哋同神有隔膜。The difference is that your sins and my sins separate us from God. 因为我们犯罪，我们没办法亲近神。And because we commit sin, we cannot approach God. 但是因为耶稣为你赎罪，因为耶稣宽恕你的罪，你可以得宽恕，可以坦然无惧去到神那边。But because Jesus died on the cross for your sins, He offered Himself for you in your place. Your sins are forgiven. Now you can approach God. You see, 因为耶稣基督的宝血，耶稣做我们的中保，我们不用怕神，我们可以坦然无惧接近神。And because of the offering of Jesus Christ, we don't have to be afraid of God. We can come closely and boldly to the throne of grace.所以教育圣经神是威严，现在都是威严，但我们有神的恩典，不用怕祂。So in the Old Testament, God was an awesome God, and He still is an awesome God, but we don't have to be afraid of Him because we've received His forgiveness, His grace. 西乃山是震动的。Mount Sinai was shaking with the awesome power of God. 但我们靠耶稣，我们不用被祂震动。And Mount Sinai, as it shook with the power of God, as we believe in Jesus, we do not have to be afraid of being shaken by His power. 我试过 有年是回美国揸车，是长途车，咁啊喺经过一个拉斯维加斯嗰个沙漠啊，上翻到洛杉矶嘅时候，即系半夜三更嘅揸紧车。One time I was back in the United States and I was traveling a long distance and coming through Las Vegas area, driving up through the desert and going back up the mountain into Los Angeles area. 我记得因为当时我是在澳门几年的时候，那时未结婚，如果没记错，即是在澳门几年的时候，就很久没在美国揸过车，有少少不记得高速公路的事。I remember that time as I was driving, I wasn't married yet, and it had been a couple of years since I'd been driving in the United States, so I'd forgotten what it's like on the freeway. 那我入到即係嗰條路咧，如果有人去過美國，知道嗰段路咧，可以開車差唔多150米，或者即係好快，因為係可以去到如果英里咧，可以開車成150英里嗰段路。Because you can drive really fast on that road. I think it's at least 150 kilometers or maybe more that you can go. Because you can go about at least 100 or more miles per hour on that stretch of road. 咁我哋揸緊好快嘅高速公路，跟住入到洛杉矶又开得好快嘅，跟住转到上一个桥又唔记，即系唔小心唔睇个隔篱。And as I'm pulling up on the freeway, getting into this other lane, you know, going like, you know, so fast, and then this bleep, 差啲冇命，俾个大货柜碌滚咗。And I was just inches away being squashed by a big semi truck. 其实震到唔三唔四啦。You know, when you have an experience like that, you shook up, right?在人生里面很多经历会令到我们震。 You know, there are a lot of experiences in life that we go through that shake us up. 好像西乃山是震的。 Like Mount Sinai was shaking up. 其实神是有耶稣基督来到，是震动了以色列的宗教， 带来一个新的宗教，是信耶稣。 And even God, as Jesus came, he shook up the whole of Judaism as he wiped out Judaism and brought in a new religion of believing in Jesus Christ. 弟兄姊妹，我们今天看到耶稣是改变我们的生命，他可以入到我们心里面，给我们震找那些不好的东西。And you know, as Jesus Christ comes into your life today, He can change your life as He shakes out the bad stuff that shouldn't be there.
我们的罪将我们与神隔开，但耶稣入到我们的心，我们可以与耶稣 是做朋友，去亲近主。
Our sins separate us from God, but as Jesus comes into our life, He changes our life, and we can approach God.
你看回25节，Look back at verse 25. 你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动了地，却如今他应许说，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
所以神是曾经震动西乃山，但是他说有一天呢，要整个地和天都要震动。
At that time, God had shook up the Mount Sinai, but he's saying here that one day he's going to shake the whole world, and he's even going to shake the heavens.
有啲咩事会震动我哋嘅生命啊
？What kind of things are shaking in your life today？
点解神有时会震动我哋嘅 ？And why does God shake us up？ 有时咧，我哋需要被震动。Sometimes we need to be shaken up。可能你今日经历紧一啲嘅事，都系震动紧你生命。Maybe you're experiencing some things today that are shaking up your life。
可能系小小事。或者是一件大事
Maybe it's a little thing, maybe it's a big thing.
神震动我们有原因
But you know, if God is going to shake you, He has a reason for it.
我想到一定的原因神会震动我们
There are some reasons why God shakes us up.
可能觉得我们的生命变成理所当然我们不记得神的
Maybe you've come to a place you take life for granted and you've forgotten about God.
或者可能是神要震动你一下，因为你认识一切的是忘记神的恩，好像忘恩负义。
Maybe God's shaking you up because everything that you know about, you've forgotten God in your life, and you've forgotten the grace of God in your life.
或者因为我们生在福之中不知福。
Maybe you're living in a time of blessing and you don't count it as blessing.
有时呢我们小朋友呢即是觉得很享受人生开始投诉的时候要叫他做什么想想非洲那些没得吃的小朋友是不是
You know, sometimes for our children when they're complaining about not having enough of the good life, you know, you just tell them, remind them, well, what if you were in Africa and those kids starving to death, you know?
你想震动一下他是不是叫他醒
You want to wake him up a little bit.
有时我们忘记生命中神的作为
Sometimes we forget about the work of God in our life.
我们 是以为我们一切的成功是自己努力的成果
And we think that all of our success is a result of our hard work.
神就要震动一下我们要我们再一次想到神的心
And sometimes God will shake us up so that we can think again about what He's doing in our life.
有时我们太懒惰，我们做事不小心，神就震动我们，叫我们是积极点。
Sometimes God shakes us up because we're lazy and we're not being careful in our life, and He shakes us up to get us back on track.
有时我们身为基督徒呢，我们跌入世界那个即系。那个心态里面不知不觉世界的东西污染了我们影响了我们生命
是世界的做法、世界的观点、世界的思想。Sometimes as Christians, you know, we unconsciously we get caught up in the world and we start following the ways of the world. Our concepts get in the ways of the world and we start doing things like the world. 神就震动我们，要我们醒翻，即是说脱离世界的做法。And God will shake us up so that we can wake up and we can come back to Him. 等等，有时我们人生出轨，是吗？ Sometimes we get off track, right? 神摇动我们，震动我们，叫我们翻翻轨道。And God will shake us up to get us back on track. 这里叫我们要谨慎侍奉，记得神的恩典。Here tells us to be careful to serve God and to remember His grace.
我以前在澳门呢，初初来澳门，我来了澳门32年的，那个头10年在澳门越南难民营侍奉。
I've been in Macau for 32 years now, and when I first came to Macau, I remember serving in the Macau refugee camp, Vietnamese refugee camp, for about 10 years.
我記得當時的越南人呢，就來到澳門覺得是很興奮的，即是可以來到澳門，好像澳門是天堂。
I remember back then, many of these refugees, they looked at Macau, they were so excited they came to Macau, it's like, I'm in heaven now.
但是很多滞留了澳门10年、10几年的没得走，就觉得澳门是地狱。
But many of them were stuck in Macau for over 10 years and then they thought Macau was like hell.
但是跟着呢，有很多就会有机会去到美国、加拿大、澳洲、瑞士、法国。
And then many of them went off, you know, to the United States, Canada, Australia, France, Switzerland.
他们想着有得出国有得走啊，是天堂。
And as they think, man, well, I'm going to leave, I can get out of this place, I'm going to heaven.
但是跟着他写信回来说去了呢又是地狱。
But after they went, they write a letter back and they say, it's hell here too.
为什么呢？因为人生去哪里都是这样，是不是？都要艰苦，都要适应，都要做工的。
Because no matter where you are in life, it's the same. You still have to work. You still have to work hard at it, and you have to adjust and get used to it.
有时神要震动我们生命，要我们醒。Sometimes God needs to shake us up so that we wake up. 神要我们震动我们，要我们看清楚我们的价值观。
Sometimes God wants to shake you up so you can adjust your value systems.
我们的价值观和世界的价值观不一样。
A Christian's values and the world's values should be different.
在四川我们看到很多人的价值观变了。
And in Sichuan we saw many people's value systems changed.
他以前觉得物质钱是重要的，经过地震之后发现到家人生命是重要。
Many of them thought that material wealth and possessions was important, but after the earthquake they realized that it's family and life that's important.
是不是你经历过一些事会震动你的生命，令到你改变价值观呢？
Have you experienced some things in life that shook you up, that changed your attitude and your values?
可能是股票的。当股市跌的时候，很多人的生命是崩溃。
Maybe it's the stock market, you know, when the stocks go down, you know, many people's lives go crazy.
你看到我们台上有两个矮喇叭在这里，我们买了这两个喇叭20几年前。
We've got two speakers up on the stage that we bought over 20 years ago.
当时呢，我在那个铺头呢去那里买的时候呢，就经常是跟那个老细倾偈。
We used to go into that shop, you know, and talk with the owner of the shop all the time.
有一天呢，入到去他的铺头跟他说，他死啊，惨啊，炒窿了。
And one time I went into the shop and he's just, you know, all depressed and upset and he said, oh, it's terrible.
I said, what's the matter? 他说我日本人啊，跌晒啊，蚀了很多钱啊。
He said, my Japanese yen, it's gone down, I've lost so much money.
20几年前啊，当时炒外币炒窿晒。
As he's playing on the foreign exchange market and he lost it all.
有什么可靠呢？我的价值观放在哪里？
What is dependable? What are we putting our faith in that is stable?
如果你今天你的价值观觉得可靠就是钱、股票或者投资，你有一天会失望。
And if you think today that you're putting your trust in what you think is stable as investments or the stocks or money, you're going to be disappointed one day.
这些事一点都不可靠。有时神呢就想在我们生命里面建立他的工作，他建立之前要拆毁我们。
You know, and sometimes as God wants to do His work in you, before He can start His work in you, He needs to tear down what was already there.
我住美孚巷呢，在我们家斜对面呢，有几个工业大厦。
I live on Avenida Cornell de Mesquita, and across the street from us, there's some factory buildings, and they tore one down.
我去年看住佢咧，一個星期拆一層，一個星期拆一層。
And I was watching them all last year. They take down one floor a week.
而家剷平曬嘅，見到旅遊學院
，and now it's completely down. And you can see the hotel restaurant IFT. Yeah.
为什么要拆呢？因为那个建筑物不啱用，要再起嘛。
Why did they tear it down? Because it wasn't usable. They're now going to build a new one. 是不是？
有时神是这样在我们生命，祂震动我们，拆烂那些是不啱用的东西，接着在我们里面再建立一些更啱用的东
西。And that's what God wants to do in our lives. He shakes us up, takes out that stuff that's not usable, and then He builds in new things that are reliable.
神是从耶利米是这样说，耶利米第一章第十节。
That's what God said in Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
看啊，我今日立你在列国中，列国之上，为要施行拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。
Root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, to build, to plant.
神好多时要将我们不啱使的嘢，系唔可靠的嘢拆烂，跟住再系我哋生命建立新嘅。
And so often that's what God wants to do in our lives, is He has to take out the bad so that He can bring in the good.
其实耶稣都是这样讲，是不是？如果我们起楼起得不好，在一个不好的基础上，间屋会倒。
That's what Jesus said, if we build a house on a bad foundation, the house will fall.
耶稣讲过个比喻，他说，凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
你今天你的生命建立在什么基础上？What kind of foundation is your life built on?
是不是一个坚固的、可靠的基础，
还是一个沙土上的？ Is your life built on a solid foundation, or is it built on the sand?
如果是起楼在沙土，一定倒的。
And if you build your house on the sand, it will fall.
有很多东西是我们周围的世界呢，就是不可靠。
There's so many things in our world, in our life today, that are not reliable.
它会倒的。
They'll all fall down one day.
你看二十七节，希伯来书十二章二十七节。
Look at verse 27 in Hebrews 12.
再一次的话，是指明被震动的，就是受造之物，都要拿去，使那不被震动的常存。
He's going to take away all that can be shaken up, and only those that cannot be shaken will remain.
在你生命有什么会被震动的，神会拿走它的。
What is shakeable in your life today? God's going to take it away.
世界是不稳定的。你看欧洲现在还有很多的国家
嘅貨幣都係唔穩陣。
Look in Europe today, there's still many countries that are facing a crisis because of their currency.
只要其中一個國家冧，其實全世界都冧。
All it takes is for one of these countries to fall, and the whole world's economy is going to fall.
係咪葡國啊？西班牙、意大利、希臘
？Is it going to be Portugal, Spain, Italy, or Greece?
我估應該係希臘嘅，不過可能我錯。
I think it will probably be Greece, but I'm probably wrong.
係一個危機喎，未解決嘅。It's still a crisis, and it hasn't been solved yet.
我哋生命，如果我哋建立喺一啲危機上高，當佢崩潰嘅時候，我哋仲有咩可靠呢
？If our life is built on things that are going to stumble and fall, when a crisis comes, what do we have to hold on to？
我哋需要依靠可靠嘅嘢。
We need to rely on what's reliable。
我哋需要依靠係。
We need to trust in that which is not going to stumble and fall.
以前呢有一个保险公司呢，它是有一个的标志，就是西班牙对出一个大石头，说因为可靠不会震动的。
There used to be an insurance company that had as their symbol for their insurance company, the Rock of Gibraltar.
It's strong and stable.
我哋需要一个嘅真系系好坚固嘅一个嘅石头可以靠着，我哋唔怕消失。
We need to put our life on something that's stable and strong that will not fall away.
如果你嘅人生建立系 iPhone 啊，或者系你架车嘅、你嘅靓楼嘅，或者世界呢啲物质，有人你会失望。
If you're basing your life today on your iPhone, your car, your beautiful house, or any of these material possessions, you're going to be disappointed one day, because it's all going to collapse.
乜嘢係可靠呢？
What is stable?
耶穌係可靠，神係穩固。
Jesus is reliable, God is stable, a firm foundation.
耶稣是我们的磐石，是我们生命可以的基础。
Jesus is the rock of our salvation, He is the foundation that we can rely on.
我们这个基础，耶稣的基础不会震动，
and the foundation of Jesus Christ will not be moved.
就算周围冧的，你靠着耶稣就不会冧。
Even if everything comes collapsing around you, if you trust in Jesus, He will not collapse.
我想你睇撒母耳记下廿二章。
I want you to look with me at 2 Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记就记住大卫生平，我哋星期四晚查经班嚟睇紧大卫嘅生平。
And Samuel is talking about the life of David, and we've been studying this on Thursday nights in our Bible study.
但系廿二章撒母耳记下廿二章系大卫打完仗嘅升到王位嘅时候，同神讲一个嘅祷告，圣诗歌嘅。
And chapter 22 records a song that David sang after he came through all of his trials and all of his difficulties, and God brought him to peace.
廿二章第一节，我会读到第八节。
I'm going to read verse 1-8.
当耶和华教大卫脱离一切仇敌和扫罗之手的日子，他向耶和华念这诗说：耶和华是我的岩石，是我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的国，是我的高台，是我的避难所。我的救主啊，你是教我脱离难强暴的我要求告当赞你的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被救出来。曾有死亡的波浪围绕我，匪类的急流使我惊惧，阴间的绳索嘲晓我， 死亡的网罗临到我，我在急难中求告耶和华，向我的神呼求，他从殿中听了我的声音，我的呼求入了他的耳中，那时因他发怒，地就晓搅颤抖，天的根基也震动晓搅。要咁喊，要喊 ，sorry， 要喊。嗱，大卫遇到一个好坎坷嘅一个生命，但系当过世之后，佢话神系点样 ？David went through a terrible experience in his life, but when it was all finished, what did he say？ 神系我嘅岩石，系我山寨，系我磐石，系我高台，系我避难所。God is my rock of Gibraltar. He is my fortress. He is my tower. He is my hiding place。系咪喺我哋面对好多嘅困难嘅时候，周围临，我哋需要一个嘅避难所，我哋需要一个坚固可靠嘅地方，可以得到安全。When everything is collapsing around us, we need a place of refuge, a safety place that we can go to。有个经文我想你睇下。你可以背熟，好短嘅。There's a scripture I want you to look at, and I think you can memorize this. It's very short. 系箴言十八章十节。In Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10, 箴言十八章第十节。Proverbs 18 verse 10, 呢个话耶和华的名是坚固台，义人奔入便得安稳。The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. 耶和华的名是坚固台，义人奔入便得安稳。神是可靠的，祂是坚固。健康崩溃，经济崩溃，政治崩溃，神不会崩溃。 Health will fail, governments will fail, the economy will fail, but God never fails. 我们可以靠着神就得到安全。 We can trust in the Lord and be as safe. 我们要停止靠自己的方法解决自己的问题，我们要仰望神，靠神帮我们解决。 We need to stop trying to solve our problems in our own flesh, in our own strength, and we need to look to God and ask Him to help us solve our problems. 神永远会临，神一定会帮到依靠祂的人。God will never fail, and He will help those that trust in Him. 在希伯来书十二章，他继续讲，即是28节和29节。In Hebrews chapter 12, the last two verses, 28 and 29, it says that, well, God is not, we have not come to a country that will be shaken, because we've come to God.所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。我们信靠的主，我们入到神的国不会震动的。 As we trust in God, we come to His kingdom that will never be shaken.又不是地上的耶路撒冷，是天上的耶路撒冷。 It's not the Jerusalem on earth, it's the Jerusalem in heaven. 我们不是来到西乃山被震动，我们是因为信耶稣可以坦然无惧去到神的圣所里面，是天上。 We're not coming to the Mount Sinai that's going to be shaken, we're coming into the heavenly host because of Jesus Christ who forgave us.但弟兄姊妹，我话你听，有日呢个全世界所见到嘅都会被震动。But I tell you, one day this whole world, everything's going to shake. 因为耶稣都呢度经文都话，唔单止地要震，天都要震。
Because it tells us here in this passage that not only is the earth going to shake, but even the heavens are going to shake.
有日耶稣要翻嚟世界审判世界。
One day when Jesus comes back, he's going to judge this world.
佢审判世界之后，呢个地天地都要过去。
And when Jesus judges this world, the heavens and the earth are going to pass away.
嗰日全世界都要滚走嘅。
And then that day, this whole world, everything is going to just be shaken up,
会融化消失
it will be go up in smoke and fire, it will disappear.
如果你的依靠一切就是世界上的东西呢，到那天呢，全部都会没了。
And if all your hope and trust is in the things of this world, at that day it will all be gone.
但是感谢主，我们靠住耶稣，我们不是来到一个可以被震动的国家，我们来到不能震动的国家。
But as we trust in Jesus, we're not coming to a place that can be shaken, we're coming to a place that cannot be shaken, and that's the kingdom of God.
因为神在你里面，祂是给你安全，可以跟耶稣一起。
Because when God is with you, He will keep you safe and you can be with Him.
所以我们是信靠耶稣，我们是平安。So as we trust in the Lord, we are safe. 那我不知道今天你面对什么事，是有什么震动。
I don't know what you're facing today, what's shaking you up this morning.
但是在耶稣里面，我知道一定安全。But I know that in Jesus Christ, it will be peace. 我们有一天美貌会过去，钱会过去，健康会过去，工作家庭都是短暂。
One day our good looks are going to pass away, our money is going to be gone, our health will be gone, our job, our family, it's all temporary.
如果你只拿住呢啲，捉住呢啲，是不可靠。反而我们要放手拿住耶稣。
What we need to do is let go of these things in the world, and we need to hold on to Jesus.
因为只有耶稣可以给我们平安。
It's only Jesus can give us peace. Only Jesus can give us hope.
我想你看最后一个经文，是有一样东西是不会过去。
I want you to look at our last passage this morning of something that will not pass away.
在哥林多前书十三章，
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们很多时看哥林多前书，我们看头几节，我想我们看下半章。
So often when we look at this passage, we look only at the beginning of the chapter. I want us this morning to look at the end of the chapter.
因为哥林多前书十三章第八节到尾呢，是告诉我们有什么是可靠的。
Because this chapter from verse 8 to the end tells us what is stable, what you can depend on.
哥林多前书十三章开头嗰度讲爱，讲到好美丽，好多人中意。但系第八节系咁样讲。
Many people like reading this chapter because the first verses are wonderful and talking about love. But look what it says from verse 8 on.
爱是不自识，先知讲到之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；自识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。我作孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道一样。如今常存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最伟大的是爱。
请问在这个经文告诉我们
乜嘢係最可靠嘅？ What does it say from this passage that is the most reliable? 愛，愛是永不止息。 Love never fails. 上串有信，有望，有愛，最偉大係愛，最大係愛。 Hope, faith and love. The greatest is love.
弟兄姊妹，你今日将生命投
爱心嘅，
你将生命投资喺咩上高 ？What are you putting your investing your life in this morning？
你咪为咗钱忽略咗爱你嘅人 ？Have you neglected the people that love you because of money？
你咪为咗享受？唔记得爱别人。
Have you, for the sake of pleasure, forgotten to love other people?
最能够永久长存就是神的爱。
What can last for eternity is God's love.
神是坚固台，神是我们的避难所，神有永远的爱去爱你。
God is a strong tower. God is a place of refuge. God loves you with an everlasting love. His love will never fail.
神的爱永远不止息。如果我们将我们生命投资在神的里面，投资在神的爱里面，我们会得到最好的保障。
If you invest your life in God, invest your life in His love, you will get the greatest rewards.
我鼓励大家在今日投资是神的。这个世界一定会震动，但神会。
I encourage you this morning to invest in God. This world will be shaken up, but God will not.
今日有什么震动你？我们可以用祷告靠神帮我们的。
What is shaking you this morning? We can come to God in prayer and ask God for His help.
我们一起低头祈祷。天父，我们多谢你，因为你的爱永远长存，你的爱不会过去。你是伟大的主，我们多谢你。
所以我们知道人生很多很多事情会震动，有时我们的生命都经历到一些的震动的事，令到我们很不舒服，令到很不知道，有时会害怕恐惧。所以我们知道这个世界不可靠，物质不可靠，健康都不可靠，就算我赚得全世界，失去生命都不可靠。但我相信神你是可靠，我们可以依靠你，寻找你。我求你今日打开我们每一位的心，让我们去明白你是我们的避难所，你是我们的保护。我们将我们的生命投资在你里面，在你的爱里面，是爱神和爱人如己。神，这些是永远不会震荡的。靠耶稣帮到我们今天，可以将我们的忧虑，将我们的紧张，将我们的担心全部交托给你。与主耶稣，你在我们生命里面献出你的作为。我们继续低头祈祷。我不知道今天我们当中是不是有人面对一些的震荡的事，你觉得很辛苦。I don't know if there's anyone here this morning who's going through some difficult shaking up right now.
你想靠神，在你的震荡的时候，走入去他的避难所里面。
Do you want to call out to him and come into his place of refuge this morning?
你想不想得到耶稣的保护，是得到神的爱，给你一个的安全窝？
Do you want Jesus to come and give you that peace and place of refuge this morning? 如果你觉得你生命嘅震动紧，你需要耶稣帮到你一个可靠嘅坚固台，我请你举手，我想为你祈祷。
If you want Jesus to be your place of refuge, your strong tower this morning, just raise your hand. I want to pray for you.
见到可以放低，见到可以放低，见到感谢主，见到哇，好多人见到感谢主，见到见到。感谢主，好多人都举手。如果你举手，我鼓励你跟我一起祈祷。亲爱的天父，我今日需要你。我的世界有啲崩溃，我知道唔可靠。耶稣，我需要你嘅避难所。我要信靠耶稣你，因为靠自己我唔得嘅，我仰望住，我需要一个稳定嘅基础，我倚靠耶稣喺我生命里边做我稳定嘅基础，做我避难所。我要好似大卫经历神你的保护。就在这个震荡的时候，求主帮我去渡过，去安全，去依靠你。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求。我相信如果你今天讲这个祷告，神是听你祷告，你要信靠祂。牧祷之后可以散会。